From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. University of Missouri officials say they have a plan in place if a coronavirus outbreak hits campus, but they're urging calm. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
At a press conference with Columbia Mayor Brian Treese today, Chancellor Alexander Cartwright emphasized that no cases of the virus that causes COVID-19 have been confirmed in the state. He says the university is in communication with students who came back early from study abroad trips in Italy and South Korea, and the protocol for them is self-isolation. Dr. Stephen Witt from MU Healthcare says the system has learned from previous campus outbreaks of mumps and H1N1.
Planning for what if we run out of room in our where we usually take care of patients, where would we put extra patients? Those kinds of plans are the same plans we've had since H1N1, and we update them literally every single year.
Witt says while there are tests available, they are only for people presenting specific symptoms. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
Republican senators from four states that have seen severe Missouri River flooding are backing legislation that would require the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to change its management of the river to reduce flood risk. The proposal would require the Corps to take steps to reduce flood risks along the lower Missouri River by changing the way it manages the dams and by strengthening levees along the river. The proposal is backed by all the senators from Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. Corps officials say flood protection is the organization's top priority. With the census nearing, some state lawmakers are attempting to alter voter-approved measures designed to stop gerrymandering when drawing new districts for the U.S. House and state legislatures. In Missouri and Utah, Republican-led legislatures have advanced proposals to unravel key aspects of independent redistricting plans. In Michigan, the Republican Party is suing to strike down new prohibitions on politicians' involvement in redistricting. It's not just Republicans who are pushing back against redistricting reforms. In Virginia, new Democratic majorities in the General Assembly have delayed action on a proposal for a redistricting ballot measure. State lawmakers have proposed two bills that would make it more difficult to impose the death penalty in certain cases in Missouri. House Bill 1925, sponsored by Representative Shamed Dogan, a Republican from Baldwin, would prevent judges from overriding hung juries in first-degree murder cases where capital punishment is being considered. According to the Columbia Missourian, Missouri and Indiana are the only two states that currently allow this kind of judicial override for death penalty cases. House Bill 1756, sponsored by Representative Tom Hannigan, a Republican from St. Charles, would exempt a person from capital punishment if they suffer from a serious mental illness. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation targeting telemarketers who try to trick people into answering the phone with fake caller identification numbers. It targets what's known as call spoofing, which displays a local area code or the name of a familiar business or person on the caller ID screen to hide the identity of the actual caller. The legislation expands on an existing state law prohibiting telephone solicitors from blocking or circumventing someone's caller ID system. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.